This is Inside Agriculture. What do the USDA's latest domestic and global ag reports reveal about soybeans and wheat from a supply, export, and price perspective? The USDA's Rod Bain has more.
What are some of the highlights from USDA's latest world agricultural supply and demand estimates? An increased global soybean production forecast fueled by a 2 million bushel month-over-month increase in Brazil's bean crop. Despite that, U.S. soybean exports are forecasted up 50 million bushels from the previous month, partly reflecting increased imports for China. The season-ending average price for soybeans, however, was lowered a quarter at $8.75 a bushel due to reported prices to date. U.S. wheat exports per USDA are expected to be at a three-year high, which in turn should lower domestic ending stocks to a forecasted five-year low.
Statistics show across the U.S. that farmers are struggling with mental health, with some cases having deadly consequences. And many are calling on the ag industry and farmers to shed light on the real struggles of mental health. Leslie Kelly is a blogger in Saskatchewan who was recently a keynote speaker at the 2020 Northwest Hay Expo. She said for too long, many farmers have felt like they had to grit their teeth and bear it, when really the topic of mental health needs to be addressed head on.
There are so many elements that are outside of our control in agriculture, whether it's trade, markets, weather, succession planning, animal care, animal welfare. There's so many things that are outside of our control. So we're encouraging farmers to talk about their mental health and know what it is to be healthy.
The 2020 World Pork Expo is set for June 3rd through the 5th. It's the 32nd year at the Iowa State Fairgrounds. The expo provides pork professionals with three full days of education, innovation, and networking. NPPC President David Herring says, "We're excited to welcome all of the members of the pork industry back to the Des Moines area after a brief hiatus last year." USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey has the latest look for the National Weather Service of the forecast for the third week of February.
Takes us through much of the remainder of February from the 18th through the 24th. We are looking at a return of quite warm weather across the eastern half of the country. Chilly conditions should be mostly confined to the Rockies, parts of the Southwest, and the Intermountain West. In terms of precipitation patterns from February 18th through the 24th, large part of the country expecting wet conditions. That does include the Pacific Northwest in a broad area stretching from the southern half of the plains into the Midwest and much of the East. Drier than normal conditions should be confined to southern Florida, as well as areas from California to the Intermountain West.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. We'll see you again tomorrow on the Ag Central Radio Network.